We are a generation of builders empowered by the anointing, a manifold grace to make a lasting impact on our generation. We're not seeking to escape from the challenges of today, but we'll focus on reaching in need of the gospel. Individuals who once transformed will go on to impact their generation. We are committed to building strong foundation for youth, individuals, marriages, and families, shaping generational leaders from generation to generation. Welcome to Generation Ministries. Amen. Amen. Let's read our declaration and we'll get into the Word of God. All right. Let's read it together. Father, I thank you for the Word. Meditate and obey your Word. I become the Word. Then I can do what the Word says I can do. I can have what the Word says I can have. The power of your Word impacts my family for 1,000 generations. Amen. Amen. It's good to see Evangelist Cheryl back. Amen. Been praying for her. It's good to see Prophet Alicia in the house. Amen. I was blessed to see you guys. Amen. Here's the word of the Lord. The Lord says that because you've been set your heart to attend and to seek after my counsel. Let's put a little background music on this, you know, add some impact. Because you've been attentive to seek after my counsel, because you have accepted that is found in the seek, and you've set your heart to even see deeper and wider and begin to see even for your family, your generations. And it's been an answer to the cry of your heart. The Lord says, I'm going to download to you, those who receive it by faith, the element of time. Because it's one thing to receive a revelation, the Lord says, and even to receive insight, but it's another matter to know how to move in the timing of that revelation and insight. So the Lord says, if you would extend your faith today, I'm going to add that is as if like a building block where you've built so far and you've needed this piece to add. The Lord says, I'm going to give you insight as to time and timing. And I'm also going to give you to see the time, my time, in contrast with the earthly chronological time. Because the Lord says, I'm not restricted to what natural timing and what makes sense to the world in the ways of time. But the Lord says, I'm able to release time, expedite time, hold time, redeem time, restore time. And so the Lord says, I'm going to give you to understand and to walk into the supernatural dimension of timing, says the Spirit of the living God. How many receive that? Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. And my God, receive that. We've been talking about revelation and insight. We're not going to go out and come back in, you know, go out with a whole lot. We're going to get right into this. We've been talking about revelation and insight, and I want to give you some, I really want to make sure we're clear on revelation and what is revelation, what is insight. Revelation is divine uncovering of truth. Revelation is a divine uncovering of truth, while insight is the understanding and application of that truth. Revelation, and we'll give you some examples here in a moment. Revelation is the uncovering of the truth, while insight is the understanding and application of that truth. Revelation is the initial disclosure of spiritual knowledge by God, whereas insight is the resulting quickening or awakening of the mind to grasp the meaning of what was revealed. One informs, the other explains and helps apply. What revelation informs, the other explains and helps apply. The third element that we're going to bring into this is timing. Because revelation, the revelation of God's word, his covenant, his promises, his direct word to you, understanding of what that word means, are all contained in the capsule of time. They're all in the capsule of time. That's why churches and prophetic churches are rich in revelation, rich in insight, but poor in execution. Because we don't move in time. When God gives a word, he gives an expiration date. He gives you a word for a set time. It's one thing for it to be disclosed. It's another thing to get understanding of it. But then what do? You need to move in time. Somebody say in time. Covenant, revelation of his promise, revelation of his word to you, insight and understanding of that word are all in the capsule of time. Example, I give example of this example sometimes when I started my business. This month marks 30 years that I haven't worked for anybody. Amen. And when I started my business, amen, I needed revelation. A woman named Stacia Pierce came to our little church in Pontiac, gave me a word about business. I was working, amen, at the bank or whatever, and I wasn't thinking about it. So I think I might have inadvertently prayed one time for a business when I got frustrated on my way to work. I said, Lord, I need my own. But I never really had the dream of owning a business. It came by prophetic word, an uncovering of God's purpose for my life, revelation. I did not know what I was supposed to do with it. Amen. I look in retrospect, I was always been in business, amen, because in elementary school, I used to sell hot toothpicks. 3 for 25 cents. You know, toothpicks in a medicine pill bottle, cinnamon, make them hot. I ain't sell drugs, y'all. I sold toothpicks. And if they want the whole medicine pill bottle, I'll sell it for $5. Yeah. Amen. And then I was in the baseball card, football card collection business. And I was taught to save. So I go cut grass for $10. $5 I put in the bank. And $5 I go to the store and I say, give me $5, a 25-cent pack of cards back then. I said, give me $5 on football cards. And my wife keeps telling me she's going to sell my cards. Because I'm talking about, I got players like Gil Sayers. I mean, I got quite a collection. And she's not going to sell my cards. Amen. I'm going to leave them, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So anyway, I got OJ and all of them. 70s. Amen. So, but when I got that word, that was an uncovering of purpose. But then I was praying, well, what business am I supposed to get? And she came back twice. She gave me that same word about a business. And so, I said, well, at that time, you know, I'm not going to the long story how it happened, but at that time I was taking photos as a hobby. And I said, well, I asked Gail, I said, what do you think this business is? She said, maybe it's the photography you're doing now. And so I said, wow. The light came on, because another word for insight is illumination. It's when the light comes on. I said, you know what? Maybe so. And God took that business. So you had the revelation, came through the prophetic word. You had insight. Okay, now I know what it is. Now I'm timing. So I started doing things on the side. People started asking me to do things for them. And I said, well, listen, I think it came to the point where I was jeopardizing my job and I was taking all my vacation days to do jobs. And I said, well, I got to make a decision. Either I'm going to do this or I'm going to scale this back and keep working. Because I had a nice job. I kept getting promoted. I've always had a great work ethic. And so I was the youngest guy in my department. I used to give car loans. You go into a dealership, apply for a bank, I was one of the ones that sign off on it or decline it or stip it, condition it. Amen. So I had a good job. And so I had a family meeting, and I said, listen, Daddy might quit his job. He's about to quit his job. And then, of course, I've said this before. Raven said, are we still going to get allowance? And I said, yeah, baby, you're going to get allowance. And she said, okay, do what you need to do. Amen. As long as you keep that flowing, we're going to be all right. And so I quit the job not knowing everything. Not knowing everything. I just felt like it was time. Because I had revelation, I had insight as to what I was doing. Now I needed timing. I quit my job, started doing schools. God gave me favor. I took over almost all the schools of Pontiac. Elementary, middle school, I had the majority. I had 80% of all the schools. The following year, I'm walking somewhere. I think I'm in a school or I'm somewhere, and I run across this guy. He's a Life Touch representative. And he said, well, who are? And we introduced ourselves. I said, I'm John Stewart. He said, you're John Stewart, you're Stewart Photography. I said, yeah. He said, man, he said, you got all the schools. He said, we were coming to Pontiac last year, but we couldn't get everybody, all our employees, together. So we put it off a year. And then when we came to Pontiac, you got all the schools. Had I not moved in that time. You see, revelation, insight are in the capsule of time. If you don't understand the time, you won't know what to do. We go to conference after conference. And we get downloaded revelation. We get downloads of insight. Well, we still don't move in time. I'm going to say this, and I don't mean any harm. But if any, when you go to a conference, get an action step. Don't keep going to conferences and getting a whole bunch of, ooh, that sounded good. That was so deep. Ooh, that was so deep. That was deep, man. That was deep. You come home, you say, how was the count? Oh, deep. So deep. Amen. And then you say, well, what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to wait on the Lord. No insight as to time. No movement, no urgency, no action. The next time it comes around, you go back and get something else deep. Which way? I'm just waiting on the Lord. I mean, the Lord is saying, I mean, y'all stop blaming him. God ain't your butler. He done gave you revelation. He done gave you insight. He done gave you the idea. He done gave you the innovation. He done gave you the book. He done gave you the song. It's your time to execute. But don't feel bad because we just prophesied to one another. We're not going, amen, look back. Today is a new day. Today, time is being downloaded. So I don't want you to feel condemned. I don't mind if you feel convicted. But I don't want you to feel condemned. Yeah. Your blessing is held up in timing, moving in time. When we started that business, of course, we had kids and all that. I had a nice job, but we weren't making that much money. We were living in subsidized housing, FHA subsidized. We really paying $300 in rent. We didn't have that much money. I had a nice job, but yet we had kids. Amen. When we got into photography, God took that camera. And we've been flown in Boca Raton and California and had our condo in Oak Park, Illinois. It's a very prestigious city in Illinois where Frank Lloyd Wright built homes, and Ernest Hemingway used to write there, and we had our condo there and our home here, and I was flying back and forth between Chicago and Michigan. We had crews out there. We did all, I mean, we did prestigious people, the people that owned Davidson, that owned the Pistons, and even the lady that ran for president, Marianne Anderson, I think, whatever her name was. Amen. We did, I mean, parties, $500,000 parties. I mean, people that own companies and major company newscasters, broadcasters. Amen. We would send workers. Amen. They would put us up in the W downtown Chicago and all that. Man, it was just what that little thing. And I really wasn't that great when I started. I didn't have all the answers. See, it's not about what you have. If you use what you got in revelation, insight, and God's timing, that's all you need. Because he'll give you wisdom as you move. He'll give you the next step as you take the first step. We had no idea that God was going to do that to our business. Then Reebok came along, and on top of my business, they said, "Will you run our operations? We'll give you $50,000 a year." I said, "I'm going to keep my business and do this." Flying. Anyone talk to that young guy, African American guy, and I had my Reebok card. I had everybody's attention. Amen. And what did I do? I had the boldness. I had revelation from the prophetic word. I got insight, amen. God used Gail to highlight what I was already doing right under your nose. Sometimes the blessing's right under your nose. And then moved in time, God took care of the rest, opened up all kind of doors for us. And Rachel and Stephen here, they'll tell you. We were doing 6-7 parties a night. I had somebody go drop off the equipment, pick it up. I'd walk in there, meet the host. Our name was great. And I'm just telling you how it happened. I'm going to get into the word, but I just want to share this. It's important to move in time. Yeah. They said, John, we want you at our party. We want you to come. I said, it'll cost you extra $300. I'm not going to work. I'm just going to be there. And they pay it. Amen. Y'all ought to be out of our pit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Amen. But that's how God bless. He'll take something that you think is so insignificant. But when he takes that, when he takes the 5 loaves, 2 fish, insignificant, but if he tells you to bring it to me, well, this is all I got, God. This is not gonna get my family out of debt. This is not gonna set us up generationally. This is not gonna do it. No, he said, no, it's not gonna do it in the natural state. But if you would bring it to me, once I bless what I placed in you, it will multiply. But if you work it from your own carnal world system, then you would get the world system. We were in where we were the only black business. They were looking at us trying to find out what we were doing. Amen. I had to go up there because they were trying to video our computer screen to see how we were doing it. Amen. Am I telling it right, Rachel? Amen. They would be all encroaching on our, how did these get here? How'd y'all get here? I had a man say, amen, I'm not going to say the race, but he said, amen, why you couldn't find somebody in our race to do this? But God put us there. What you have, amen, will put you in places and people will be astonished why you're there. How did you get here? How did you get this amount of favor on your life? And you'd be like, amen, I give glory to God. What did I do? I got revelation. He uncovered my gift. I got insight, I got an understanding of my gift, and I moved in time. Because that revelation and insight are all contained in the capsule of time. I didn't sit on it. I didn't keep putting it off. I didn't let the real, I don't even know if I'm going to get to all my scriptures. Amen. You know the real weapon of the enemy of fear, doubt, unbelief is not really fear alone and not doubt alone and not doubting yourself alone. It's put there because it's the enemy of time. Fear paralyzes you so you don't move in time. See, it's not just about the fear. Fear of failure paralyzes you and prevents you from moving in the time that God has ordained for you. Doubt causes you, amen, to be double-minded, amen, and question the revelation and question the insight so that you don't move in time. Then you look back. God wanted to send it through you. You didn't move in time, but it's ordained for the earth. How many thought of an invention, you didn't move on it, and now you see it, amen, in the earth? Beefaroni. My wife says she thought of beefaroni. Amen. You got to move in time. We've got to be people. Faith without works is it's dead, being alone. You got to move in time. You got to move with the urgency of time. Come on, somebody say, God, give me a revelation of time. Give me a sensitivity of time. So I know how to move and when to move. 1 Chronicles 12:32 said, from Issachar, men who understood the times. That's revelation. Let's break it down to revelation and insight. Let's break this scripture down. Issachar, men who understood the times. They understood the times around them. Okay, that's revelation. Now, and knew what Israel should do, that's insight. They knew the time. God gave them insight, gave them an uncovering, a disclosure of the time. But then they knew what Israel should do. That's insight. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Says to everything there is a season. So if I get revelation of the season in my life, you know, I love how, you know, in church, and I grew up in church. My mother, I went to church from day one. My God, I was always in church. And I, you know, we're so guilty of throwing out these terms. It's your season. The Lord says, it's your, Michaela. It's your season. Yes! Turn to somebody and tell him it's your season. But it's a season and it's a time. To every purpose under heaven, even your purpose, there is a season and a time for your purpose. There's a season and a time for your book. There's a season and a time for your invention. There's a season and a time. And don't ever, amen, diminish what God gives you. It may seem insignificant, amen, but if you do it, if you bring it to Jesus and he'll bless it, you'll be amazed at what he does with it. because he wants to bring it to you, and he wants to bring it through you to the earth for your generations. Amen. Amen. Over the 30 years, I've made millions. Millions. In the height of our business, we was doing $300,000-$400,000 a year. I've made millions. From making maybe 30-some thousand a year to 150, 70, 300, 400,000. Amen. I didn't even go to college. Amen. When we got married, I went to college tonight. I graduated, amen, in counseling psychology with a minor in religious studies. I ain't studying entrepreneurship. But see, even if you ain't study, if you get it from God through revelation and insight and know how to move in time, he'll take, I tell Gail about a sauce. I'm going to get in trouble, but the Lions play today, and it's going to be okay. My wife makes this sauce, this chili sauce. And this chili, let me tell you, people, we go into the restaurant where people know her that she done gave them that sauce. They be like, I done ran out of sauce. She says she repent. No, I'm just saying, but she has a natural ability to make this sauce, chili sauce, hot. And the hot is hot, and the sweet is sweet. And it's good. See, we got all, everybody just nah, they be like, some people that ain't even here, they be like, what's that? I said, please, woman, would you sell the sauce so I can retire? Amen. Let's get the sauce going. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Everybody's not going to buy the sauce. Everybody don't. There, she just wants some sauce too. Amen. Amen. We're going to pause the service. We can bring out the jars, please. Everybody doesn't eat at McDonald's. It doesn't stop McDonald's from being a $1 billion company. Don't worry about the people who are not going to participate. God has enough people who will come along. Because what you have will feed the masses. Come on, somebody say, what I have will feed the masses. Don't hide in the shadows. Apostle Thornton, what you have in wisdom over the years will feed the masses. Put them in the book. Put them in Proverbs. Put them in short sayings of wisdom. Amen. It'll go from generation to generation. What you have will feed the masses. Come on, say it again. What I have will feed the masses. Amen. People worried, God, you know, Trump doing this, Trump doing that. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, whoever in president, I'm in the kingdom, man. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I don't stress out about it. I stop watching news so much because I'm tired of hearing certain things. Amen. But I don't stress out about that. I got a call the other day. Hey, man, we want you to come back and do our league. And you know what? We added a whole middle school division. I said, well, thank the Lord, I'll be there. Because what's in you opens up that portal of blessing. It breaks the ceiling of limitations. What's in you? Amen. Here's another reason time is so important. And then I guess, I don't know if I'm due part two. I guess I'll do part two. I'm not even, my God. Here's another reason why it's so important, is that we were out, Gail and I were out walking the dog. I don't know what came over me to make me get a puppy. I got 19 jobs, and I'm sitting around here trying to take care of a dog. Amen. I don't know if it was temporary insanity or what it was. But he's smart, though, and that's helping. He's really smart, and that's what's helping. I packed his bag twice. I said, why in the world did I get a dog? We were out walking the dog. And we were talking about the importance of generation. And we talked about our business And now it's time, you know, to, I wasn't able to hand it off, or, you know, to the kids, you know, like, you know, I didn't really have clear vision. And Gail says something to me, I had to stop and write it down. She says, you were in the season of building. You can't build it and hand it off at the same time. I said, wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. I said, let me write that down. You can build it and hand it off at the same time. Okay. Reason is so important that we adhere to time is because not only are we called to build something, we're called to hand it off. If we wait too late to build it, we'll be too late in handing it off. You're called to build it and hand it off. Amen. So you got to build it in the building season. And you got, even if it's knowledge, if it's wisdom, you got to build it in the building season. And then there's a season that comes where you hand it off from generation to generation. See, in this church, we don't have rapture bags packed. Real dominion comes in multi-generational wealth. Multi-generation. One generation takes it so far. The next generation takes it further. We look at other nationalities and we see how they built generational wealth. But see, here is what has happened to really distort our time, is that we have been waiting on the earth to burn up and for us to get out of here. And so we don't think in terms of time, handing, building, and handing off, building, and handing off, building, and handing off. Because we have been taught and felt as though we were the last generation, so why build it and hand it off? So other nations come, and other people come, and they build it, and they have dominion and strongholds, because they have a multi-generational vision. Somehow, we want to be the last. It's the last generation. I'll say something, and I won't go there. We did a whole teaching on Revelation. I'm going to say it anyway. I believe the teaching of Revelation and the covenant curse that came upon the land came upon a people that had covenant with God. What you saw in Matthew 24, you can write it down. What you saw was God's covenant judgment upon a people who had covenant with him. What am I saying? The abomination and desolation happened in the first generation. Jesus said, this generation won't pass till they see these things come. Right. When they came to Jesus and asked, when will these things take place? He said, it's going to take place. Amen. It's covenant curse, just like God produced covenant. He pronounced covenant blessing, amen, on a people, amen, that would obey him. He pronounced covenant curses on a people who would disobey him. America does not have a covenant with God. God didn't create this earth to burn this earth up. I'm not going to go through all that teaching. We did a whole teaching. Minister Renee joined me. Amen. This ain't something I made up. This is something Apostle Eckhart teaches. There are a lot of teachers that teach this. Amen. We need to get that. Amen. This last day. If it's the last day and the last move and you're the last revival and this is the last church and this is why build generational. How can you have a multi-generational vision if you're the last one? And every year, and every decade, oh, wait a minute, the blood moon is coming. The blood moon. Oh, the black moon. Oh, they got war. Oh, my God, there's war in the Middle East. It's only a matter of time. One generation dies. Another generation waits. It's almost we like at a long line at the Cedar Point roller coaster. We need to break that. Build it. And if I'm wrong, listen, I believe in Lord Jesus Christ, died for my sin. He's my Lord. If I'm wrong, amen, we'll talk about it in heaven. Amen. I believe the scripture. I could take you through. I wrote an introduction to every book in the New Testament. We have those, right? And I wrote them from an eschatological perspective. Every epistle and every book in the New Testament references something that was coming soon. You want to talk time? When Daniel, and I'm done after this, I'm going to get off the soapbox. When Daniel got the vision about the kingdom and the abomination of desolation, the angel told Daniel to seal up the scroll because the time is not now. When John gets the revelation in Revelation 22, the angel tells him, don't seal up the scroll because the time is at hand. You see, at hand and soon. You see all these words, and we apply Peter to it. A day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years in one day. He wasn't talking about some mathematical equation. What God said soon, he meant soon. Yes. So pull that out of the equation. What do you do now? You realize that the kingdom advances from generation to generation, and that's how we go gain dominion in the marketplace. That's how we gain influence politically. That's how we take over Hollywood. Amen. Because we put in our children that you are going to be positioned and called to be a kingdom person. Amen. And I'm going to build it and hand it off, and then you build it and hand it off, and then your children build it and hand it off. That's how you get dominion. I break the curse of starting over. I break the curse of starting over. I break the curse of generational poverty. I break the curse of no plan, no multi-generational plan and vision. We overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in a decade. God, open our eyes to see what we can do with time. Open our eyes to time. Open our eyes to build and to hand off. Give us revelation and insight that we might build and hand off. Every generation. Not starting over. But we acquire land and property, businesses and influence, wisdom and insight, and we hand it off to a generation. They build it more and hand it off. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give Jesus a praise. I know that's not popular, but it's okay. I mean, I ain't trying to be with everybody. I'm just trying to understand scripture as it speaks plainly. Any questions on that, feel free. We can talk, have a conversation. I give you the scriptures, the word of God. Amen. If I'm tied up, amen, hit up Minister Renee. Amen. I'm going to teach more on it. Because when we misunderstand time, we misunderstand purpose. And where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. If we understand, Terry, that we got to build it and we got something to hand off, it creates an urgency because our children and our grandchildren are behind us. And we got to get it to them. And we got to teach them generational responsibility. Because they're going to be here. And their job is to advance the kingdom. And we don't teach our youth, amen, amen, from just a cognitive perspective. We teach our youth, we teach and talk to their spirits. Because even what their mind can't understand, their spirits will receive and give their minds insight and understanding. Teach the kids prophecy. Teach the kids casting out devils. Teach the kids discernment. Even if it seems like it's over their head, because what their mind can't conceive, their spirits will get. And the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. It gives illumination and it makes it clear. Let me give you a little baby lesson. Listen, amen. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord the soul to keep. That if I should die before I wake. No, just because they're young, you better get on there. Yashum brande keta. Broshamomanebate. God wants a people that have a generational plan because he's a generational God. He's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's a God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's a God that plans our future, good things for our future. He's a God with a plan, and he wants his people to be people with a plan. And he wants you to know and have the revelation. He wants you to have the insight, and now he is downloading time into your spirit. And I'm going to close with this. I may come back to this because I didn't get down. But I'm going to give you a few scriptures to encourage you that God is a God that resets time. My God. I'm going to just worship for a moment. Let's just worship him. Open our spirits. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Here's a couple of scriptures you can make note of them. Joel 2:25. He says, I'm going to repay you. This is what the Lord is saying. Because there's natural time and then there's God's time. He can make you a millionaire in a day, in a week. And I'm not saying the mega. I'm not talking about the mega. Amen. The mega. I heard two people. What? Did two people win that? Yeah. Did they from here? You're kidding me. From Detroit? Father, let them be. We repent. Lord, they repent. Lord, let them be part of here. Let them know about us. Lord, let Sister Jeanette connect with that sinner. Amen. I was just joking. But I told Gail, I said, I need you to go play that number. I need you to go get 10 easy picks. And she said, well, I got to go get it. I said, because I got to maintain my testimony that I've never played the lotto. So I need you to do it. I was just kidding. Amen. Woo. All right, Joe 2. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. In other words, the Lord said, I'll catch you up. My oldest daughter, she just got blessed with a significant raise, and they paid her retroactive. So the Lord's saying, man won't do it. But because my promise is with you, the Lord says, I'll repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. The Lord says, I'll catch you up. I'll cause you to be in a place at the right time, insight and revelation, and I'll cause such favor to come upon your life, it will be as if you didn't miss a day. It will erase the things that you lost and miss opportunity. I'll bring favor on you so much that which was eaten, the Lord said, I love that, see. The Lord said, I will repay you. So don't get caught up on what you lost. Get caught up on the God that repays. When he says, I'll repay you for the years, he's saying years and resources. Years, time, and resources. Don't buy into that your body got to break down with years. Well, I'm just getting old. You know that's Arthur. Amen. Arthur's a liar. Arthur, devil, you better get out of here. the great locust and the young locust and the other locust, and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. Amen. Deliverance in restoring time. Healing is a restoration of time. And sudden financial increase is a restoration of time. Because wealth comes over time. Production and revenue. Amen. But God's saying, I'll give it to you without, amen. When I give it to you, it's saving you time. If you work 2 weeks for $2,000 and God blesses you supernaturally or gives you a favor for $20,000, not only has he given you $20,000, but he's given you time that it would take to produce that. Amen. When I worked at the bank back in the day, 30 years ago, I used to make a little over $1,000 every 2 weeks. I made almost $30,000 a year. When I started my business, I would have weekends that I'd made $30,000 plus. I had organizations, amen, that I would make $28,000 in 1 week with one organization along with other jobs. What did God do? Not only did he give me resources, but he saved me a year worth of time. I think we're going to have some people start executing some things up in here. Here's another one. That God is the author of time. Isaiah 67, 7 through 9. Before Zion travailed, before labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came upon her, she was delivered of a male child. Who has heard such a thing? Verse 8. Who has seen such? This is what they're going to say about you. Who has heard such a thing? They didn't go through the process. When I started my business, we had a friend at the community bank. Oakland Community College. He was a photographer. When I started my business, he said, man, how you going to start your business? You don't even know everything. See, that he fulfilled verse 8. Who has heard such a thing of a man quitting his job with a family and didn't have all his things, his ducks in a row? Who has seen such a thing? Shall a land be born in one day? Or shall a nation be brought forth in a moment? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she brought forth her children. God is in control of the timing. He just needs you to get pregnant with revelation, insight, and timing. As soon as you get that, you can bring forth birth. Well, I got to work business for 5 years, and 5 years most businesses fail. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that once you get pregnant with what God has said, that ought to excite at least two people up in here. Once you get pregnant with what God has said, maybe I need to preach it. Once you get pregnant, what God has said, he'll cause you to give birth to his promise. Can somebody say glory? Here's the last verse and I'm done. I got so many scriptures here. John 4 and 35. This is Jesus talking. He said, don't you have a saying? This is what y'all say. It's still 4 months until the harvest. Jesus said, I tell you, open your eyes. Open your eyes and look at the fields. Look at the marketplace. Look at what I've given you. Look what I've placed in you. Look at the dream I stirred on the inside of you. Look at the vision I placed in your heart. Look at the ingenuity I stirred in your spirit. Look at what I showed in your imagination. They are ripe for harvest.
He said, no, 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 4 months, I understand. That's what you say. But if you'd open your eyes, you see that the harvest is ripe right now. The time is now. The time is now. Oh, come on, let's stand. I'm gonna turn to somebody and tell them the time is now. I'm on the time is now. The time is now. Tell somebody else the time is now. No, the time is now. Oh, glory. Glory. Father, we thank you and we honor you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Father, for the promise that's on the inside of us. Every one of us, young, older, were born for a purpose. We were born, Father, to fulfill a will. We have a gift and ability that you've placed on the inside of us. Father, we repent. Even in the live stream, pray with me. We repent of how we've mismanaged time. But thank you that you're a good God. And you don't hold it over our head and saying, look what you could have had, but you missed it. You cause and redeem the time. You reset the clock. You give us opportunity after opportunity. And because you released that word today, Father, we realize and accept that you are resetting the clock of our purpose, our ideal, our invention, our what you called us to do. You're resetting that in our lives. Huh. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that we bring it to Jesus. We bring the loaves and the fishes to Jesus. This for the masses. The wisdom you've given us is for the masses. We build it and we hand it off in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone on live stream, anyone here that you're not saved, you know, I hear this stuff about covenant, but I don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. But today is the right time. Today is the time. Today is the time. Today, this is the right time to say, you know what, I don't know all this thing about Jesus, but I'm willing to accept Jesus and learn as I go. If that's you, lift your hands in this place and don't even wait another second. Amen. This is the right time. A good time. The perfect time. In the name of Jesus. This is your invitation. You can come up front. We'll pray with you and introduce you to Jesus, the Redeemer of time. In the name of Jesus. Amen.